Usually politicians serve their time in office and then go to jail, but there are cases in history where politicians have reversed that pattern, and there could be another in Milwaukee, where an alderman is running for re-election from an unusual location, behind bars. The politician was arrested nearly a year ago on felony charges and denied bail. His supporters are knocking on doors for him. From member station WUWM in Milwaukee, Marty Michelson reports.
Alderman Mike McGee Jr. has been sitting in jail since last Memorial Day. He's accused of plotting to beat up a teenager and of extorting money from business owners in his district in exchange for liquor licenses. The shopkeepers went to the feds, and the FBI set up a sting with wiretaps. McGee faces federal and state charges, and if convicted, up to 30 years in prison. After a federal magistrate denied bail, the one-term alderman began running a jailhouse campaign. And that sparked outrage in some parts of the community, expressed in these comments from local attorney Paul Booker.
The situation, how could you not say this is the most asinine, backwards situation you've ever seen of an individual who's running for re-election on bribe? It's not just because he's in jail on, or under indictment on, take your pick today, but bribery, and he's on tape. He's presumed innocent. I understand all of that.
Booker says it's also ridiculous that Mike McGee continues to collect his $71,000 salary while in jail. McGee's attorneys denied a jailhouse interview, saying he won't talk to any media until, quote, after he's acquitted. McGee is African American and serves a mostly black constituency on Milwaukee's north side, where crime is high and jobs are scarce. He has received support from hundreds of constituents who believe he's getting a bad rap and see race as a reason that bail was denied.
We thank you for the soul that are here, Heavenly Father.
About a dozen of those supporters are gathering at All God's Children, a tiny neighborhood church, on a recent night. They join hands and form a prayer circle.
And all that you're going to do in the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen, amen, amen.
This is the start of a campaign strategy meeting, and organizer Lamont Harris says the group has a lot of work to do.
We need bodies now. We need commitment. We need money now. We need people to start walking the walk.
Harris has known McGee since before he became a politician and believes the jailed alderman will pull off an April Fool's Day victory. These same supporters campaigned for McGee in the primary, where he finished first among eight challengers. Mullaly Coggs is running against him in the general election and does not underestimate the reach of McGee's campaigners.
I'm campaigning as if he was right out here with me, doing doors, competing for the same votes I'm competing for. I don't look at it any differently.
Coggs says she's running against McGee because his seat on the council has been empty for months. Council President Willie Hines concedes that it's been a strange year at City Hall.
I can't remember in the history of the city or be able to look anywhere where any elected representative runs for office in jail. That's unprecedented, but, we respect the vote of the residents.
If McGee wins the general election, he could serve a very short political term. His state trial is scheduled to start in May, with his federal trial scheduled for a month later. If convicted, Alderman McGee would have to resign his council seat upon sentencing. For NPR News, I'm Marty Michelson in Milwaukee.